Time for our noodle tube. When was I on the Today Show? Last week?
Last week.
So here's what we do. When I do the stuff on NBC, I do two segments now. I do Ask Lou, which is similar to what you do. We do here with you guys every Saturday, where you call in and you ask me and I help you. Or we do this thing that they call Lou's Life Changers, which is kind of an extension of Noodaloo 2, right?
Yes.
And so Lindsay is very helpful. We take all these products, we send it all. She puts a whole list together for them, because you got to make it really visual and so everybody can see, what about this product? What about this product? So we send a list, and of course, we always think the list that we send is great. And the things that we think they're going to love, they don't. A lot of times, right?
Well, a lot of them aren't.
What was the one recently that we thought, oh my gosh, I can't, the Lucy Light?
Well, they had already done that one. Somebody had already done
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. But there was another one.
I thought the 80K, the Adirondack Firestarter would be a shoe-in.
The Adirondack Firestarter.
But it was a flame situation.
Right. So we can't do a flame in the studio. I get it. But it's a television show. It's called video. Anyway, so we put a whole thing together. And then every now and then, not often, but every now and then, the producers will come back and say, oh, and we'd really like you to look at this. Now, they don't say I have to do it. They just say, would you like to look at this? And so this product that we're going to feature, at first I was like, eh, take a listen.
This week's new Tulu 2 is the Wallabot DIY. Not the Walla Walla Bing Bang, but the Wallabot. Ever wonder what's inside your wall? Sure, who hasn't needed to find a stud at one point? Well, the Wallabot DIY takes the guesswork out of your DIY construction project and lets you find much, much more than just studs, including wires, pipes, plastic, rodents, and anything else that might get in the way of your latest efforts. This device magnetically connects to your Android smartphone, and only Android at the moment, and uses a Veyer imaging sensor to look through up to 4 inches of concrete or drywall, displaying a representation of what it sees on your device's display by way of an app. Yep, there's an app for that. Between various sensing modes and calibration, it can be adjusted to your needs, seeing pipes and wires and their orientation, or even movement such as rodents or other critters behind the wall. Yuck. The Wallabot gadget goes for about $200, and you can find more at wallabot.com. Check out Lou's Facebook page for a video and a picture of just what it is I'm talking about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You're funny. That song is an old song. And that just, when you did the Wallabot, that was in your head.
And it's going to be in your head all day.
All day. I remember listening to that song when it first came out, which had to be in the 60s. This is a unique device. It needs to be calibrated. They currently, it's only for an Android phone. And the company sent me... They're like, oh, do you have an Android phone? I go, no, I have an iPhone. They sent a phone for me to try it out, which is crazy. It's about the size of a cell phone, a larger cell phone, smartphone. You plug it in. You calibrate the wall. If the calibration is right, it can sense termites in a wall. It could find a rodent in a wall.
That's interesting.
Right? I mean, it is like an X-ray.
So, like, my mom had a... We think that there was a...
Be careful if you want to tell the story. I already got in trouble telling a story if you're going to say something about my mom's house had a rodent in the
wall. Well, it did, I think, because it, like, stunk. It was stinky in one of the guest rooms. Mm-hmm. Would this thing have been able to tell you where, like, if and where it was?
Right. So, imagine, in particular for you, not today, but women who have an amazing sense of smell, right? A lot of times a woman can walk in a room and go, oh, my gosh, this smells. It's right over here. You know what I mean? It is amazing to me how a woman's sense of smell is so much better than a man's.
I really do have a good sniffer.
But, I mean, I just think women in general. I mean, Mary Beth will say, I was cleaning up in the kitchen. It was we have a pull-out garbage can. And I'd pulled the you know, the drawer out where the recycling and the thing is. And I was doing something else. And I think I went into the dining room or something. She's like, what's that smell? And I go, what smell? And it was the fact that she was, like, at the other end of the room, but I think she had dumped coffee grounds. You know, and that's a pretty good smell.
It's even more so when you're pregnant. Oh, my gosh. We're like wild animals.
Do you think she's pregnant?
Well,
That would be, wow. That would be something. I think I'm tired now. Imagine being 52 and having a newborn. Wow. Okay. What were we talking about?
The Walla Bing Bang.
So you, with your sense of smell, when you're not sick, you can take it along a wall, calibrate it, and move slowly, and it looks through the wall. You can calibrate it to look through concrete.
So would it show like a bushy tail?
No, it would show an outline.
Okay.
It would show an outline. And like when I demonstrated it on the Today Show, they had sent me a demo board, which was helpful for television, essentially a little drywalled wall where they had piping set up and they drilled holes in the drywall so that you could visually see with a camera, well, there's the pipe. And then when I held it on the wall, all of a sudden you move down and bang, it shows you what's in the wall. So where this is useful for a DIY, you know, we get calls all the time. I'm thinking about moving this wall. I'm not sure if it's there. Ductwork, piping that's there. It doesn't give you a super, like, it's exactly right here, but it's within half of an inch, which, I mean, is pretty close if you were going to cut into the wall. We also featured another product called Seek Thermal, which, what?
Well, we were going to maybe do that as a New Tulu 2.
And that'll be an upcoming New Tulu 2 that we'll tell you all about. But this Wallabot item, $249, Lindsay? Is that what it is?
No, my friend. It's $199.
Oh. Yeah. Did it go down in price?
Well, it says it's on sale, but it's been on sale for a while.
All right. So $199. This is a very interesting item if you're a home inspector. I think that your clients would be super impressed if you walked in and you plug this thing in. Again, the only downside is you currently need an Android phone. But it is it's a unique piece of technology that is just making life a lot simpler, which is amazing. We'll put the information up on our Facebook page. Like me on Facebook, Lou Manfredini at Facebook.com. And we'll also put it up at WGNRadio.com as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.